This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Greetings, hello to all the pups and pup lovers out in the Potterverse. I am Barely Normal.
I'm Kane's
pup. I am Loki.
And you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. Today's subject, or this episode's subject, is going to be about body modification, tools, toys for sexual gratification. There's tons. I mean, I'm gonna preface this by yesterday we were at Mr. S. They have an entire room full of dildos and toys that are huge. What are we looking at over here?
I just have a lot of pre now.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Pre is good. Pre is very good. So let's just get right to it.
Yes.
Who here has body modifications?
Hi.
For our listeners, we're in the same room together. I traveled to California. We're doing these together in one room. And that's why the audio is just a little bit different than everybody's used to. So,
with the background chat.
Background stuff. Yeah, we're in a hotel room. So maybe next time we'll rent a studio.
Oh, we're fancy.
Yeah. Don't think we could sit naked in a studio, though. They might.
No.
They might. Yeah. So, anyway. So, what body modifications do you have, Loki?
As of this moment in time, I just have my PA, my Prince Albert piercing.
So you say, as of this moment, what else have you had in the past?
In the past, I've had my tongue pierced. I've had my septum pierced. I've had both of my earlobes pierced. I've had two cartilage piercings. One of those is technically three holes because it was an industrial piercing. I've had both my snake bites done. Already said my septum puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
And so you just decided one day I don't want them anymore and just took them out and said
no. It's because of my previous employers. I could not have facial piercings or piercings at all.
Really?
Okay. One of which they could have excluded. Given the certain specific circumstance.
Would that be the PA?
Yes.
Okay. Because obviously, yeah, you're not going to show that at work.
I would hope not.
You might. Well, consent. But, Kane, do you have any body modifications at all?
No.
No?
No.
No piercings?
Nope.
Ever have any piercings?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, I also have tattoos.
Mm-hmm. You do have tattoos. I have tattoos. Kane's doesn't have any tattoos.
Virgin.
I am literally a virgin when it comes to this stuff. But I do like them on people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm like the I don't like pain that much.
Okay.
So, it scares, I mean, it depends on the type of pain, because he's, you know, looking mm-hmm. at me.
Yes.
Just bitchy when you got hard.
Yeah, I know. Again, it's certain pain.
Mm-hmm.
The tattoo I want to get.
I'm getting him one for Christmas.
I want to get a tattoo, but I haven't really had anyone to like really share that or like push me to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably wouldn't do that unless someone pushed me to okay. do it. It's kind of like the same thing of like waxing.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I did waxing was because
he pushed you towards it.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they pushed me towards it. I can hear literally the crunching in the microphone.
Well, again, our ASMR folks are enjoying our podcast because we're eating M&Ms. There's the bowl. And we can crunch, crunch, crunch. Chocolate goodness.
I'm a fat person, okay?
You're not a fat person.
Internally and in mental state, I am a fat person. I'm sorry, my genetics don't want me to be fat.
Yeah, you might be gay fat, but you are straight skinny.
So. I've never heard it put that way, but that is I'm very, very good.
Borderline hitting the twunk category.
You are not a twunk.
You're not anywhere near a twunk.
I would be closer to a twunk than you.
You'd be like an otter.
No, well, that's just because I haven't shaved in literally like...
No, your body like shape is more of an otter.
True.
Yeah, but I mean...
You're more of a twunk.
Yeah. I want to be a twunk.
Yeah.
I like the chiseled.
You're actually more of... Because you shaved out the hair, so you're not really an otter, because otters are skinny, hairy guys. Mm-hmm. At least
that's where I'm from. And I'm not that skinny either. Yeah.
No, but you're not fat.
No. No, by any stretch, I'm not fat.
No.
I thought I was. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like the body issues.
Oh,
like
everybody thinks they're a lot worse looking than they really are.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I was like, I'm fat. I just shouldn't eat anymore. And like, I had a total like.
And a lot of that has to do with the people you're with.
I look like
My dad actually was the one that basically said you should lose a few pounds. Mm-hmm. And I literally was just like. Yeah, I literally broke down in my daddy thinks I'm fat.
Oh, no. Yeah. But if you go to the South, they're going to tell you you're too fucking skinny.
Oh, yeah, you go to the South, they go, boy, you're not eating any of that food.
You need some hamburger.
you need some mashed potatoes and some butter. You're just skin and bones.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat healthier though, because like I am getting
older. So we eat a bowl of M&M's. Actually, we have a bowl of M&M's in front of us. I'm trying to eat healthier.
Hey, I only had a few. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be good.
If you ate like fucking a third of a bag of.
Okay, so body modifications.
So basically, back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
I will bite you.
Okay, bite me. So basically,
you heard it here, folks.
I have to have someone to push me in that regard to like for like waxing or mm-hmm. or whatnot.
Right.
That's very distracting.
He's being bitten right now.
So. For that.
Yes. Something you can't do in a remote podcast is get bit at the same time. Mm.
Anyways. getting pushed to do something like that that might not be in my comfort zone is mm-hmm. kind of my MO. Like,
okay.
I like that when someone like is like, oh, you should actually try this, or, you know, teaches me how to do something, or, you know, like, I love learning.
Yeah. So body modifications, there's tons of them out there. Some are sexual, some are not. So what would be a sexual, well, I want to talk about this one guy first. So this guy I met at BLFC, his persona is a cat. Now, cat cocks, as you may or may not know in real life, are barbed.
Yes.
He had barbs installed on his cock.
I would be scared.
Well, they were silicone. They weren't metal. It's not like they were going to, rip your butthole out. But they were silicone. I was like, wow, that's...
super hot.
That's weird.
There's a big difference.
Well,
so like,
not weird in it's a weird thing. It was just having never seen or heard of that before. It just kind of struck me as,
it is possible. I mean,
yeah,
there's all sorts of body modifications.
Super fucked up, but I don't care. We're on body modifications. So in prison, right? Mm-hmm. There is a lot, and you may have come across this in your previous employment.
Yes.
There are not necessarily like gang initiation type shit, mm-hmm. but they're in prisons. They'll break dominoes apart and then they'll cut open their dick and put it underneath the skin of the shaft of their penis. And then they'll kind of close it up in the best way they can without seeking medical attention. And then they'll have a domino in the shaft of their dick, like a piece of a domino.
Why, though?
I was just going to ask the same question.
No idea.
Okay.
But it's been a recurring thing, and it goes, like, on federal prisons a lot.
For our listeners, I've worked in the Department of Corrections in Oregon for 33 years. I have never heard of this. And I have seen many, many inmates having to do strip searches and stuff. I've never seen this and didn't even know it was a thing. So it must have something to do with sexual gratification for their cellmates. Okay, we're going to piss off an entire section of our listeners having this discussion because we are not... I've never been a prisoner. I don't know this stuff.
I have no idea.
So you've got body modifications that are like piercings or in the body or on the body. And I'm talking at this point modification being somehow it breaks the skin and goes through subcutaneous penile insertion of domino fragments by incarcerated mates in Southwest United States. Okay, it's a Southwest thing, clearly.
But, so it's self-insertion of penile foreign bodies and is performed worldwide largely due to the perception that it will enhance sexual performance and virility. There are relatively few cases reported in the United States.
Okay.
But we report three, and I am reading this and I'm not taking it in a racial statement. I am reading it word for word.
Okay.
We report three cases of Hispanic men incarcerated in separate Southwest United States prisons who utilize a similar technique to insert foreign bodies fabricated out of dominoes into subcutaneous tissues of the penis. Details of the three cases were retrospectively reviewed. In each case, the incarcerated Hispanic male or fellow inmate filed a domino into a unique shape and placed it underneath the penile skin, utilizing the tip of a ballpoint pen or a sharpened shard of plastic to create a puncture wound. The man inserted the domino fragment, the subcutaneous tissue of the penis. Three men presented with infection required operational removal. Incarcerated males put themselves at risk of injury for infecting when attempting penile enhancement with improvised equipment and weapons.
Well, so is it to make their dick a weapon?
No. So
I'm confused on the reasoning behind it.
I'm going to make my dick weapon. Come here, you. Stab, stab, stab,
so,
stab.
Okay. So, well, I'll read case one.
I mean, it can't be taken away from you at that point, right?
Yeah, no, they can remove it.
Well,
no, I'm saying if you're being attacked, if you made your dick into a stabbing device and you're attacking somebody, it's hard to lose it. They can't disarm you or disdick you.
So
I disdicked the inmate and was able to survive.
So like for case one, right? It's a 25-year-old uncircumcised Hispanic male who was recently released from Texas prison, presented with penile edema and arrhythmia.
Arrhythmia.
Upon questioning, the patient reported that he had inserted a FB into the shaft of his penis 7 days earlier. This was done on the advice of a fellow inmate who informed him that this procedure would enhance female partner pleasure during intercourse. The FB was a domino that had been crafted into a heart-shaped piece of smooth plastic.
Oh my god!
The FB has been introduced by making a stab incision in the mid-dorsal foreskin, so that is pulling the foreskin back and roughly where it connects to the shaft, right? Mm-hmm. So when you pull yours back, where it kind of ends, they're making the insertion right there and then sliding it in.
I am not erect by any of this right now.
So that would mean the little heart-shaped thing would be at the tip of their foreskin when they're soft.
No, it would be right behind foreskin, like the loose part of their foreskin would start.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I could just imagine this inmate going home, getting his girlfriend all hot and bothered, and says, "Look, honey, I put a hot in my dick for you." And she's like, "Ew, get the fuck out."
So they made it was introduced by stabbing an incision at the mid dorsal foreskin with a ballpoint pen. Upon examination, the FB was easily palpable in the dorsum of the patient's prepubis.
Palpable means you can touch it and feel it. Yes.
Yes. In the dorsum of the patient's prepubis.
Those are some big words, especially for down south.
Yeah. Rude ass. purulent drainage was noted from the phimotic demon.
Epididymis.
No.
Epididymis. That's your skin.
Epididymis. Yeah, fuck off.
Epididymis. The epidermal layer. The epididymis. It's your first layer of skin.
Oh. Erythromatous foreskin.
We are so far off topic.
A dorsal
body modification.
A dorsal slit incision was performed and the foreign body was delivered.
Okay.
Purulent fluid was expressed. The wound was irrigated. The dorsal slit was loosened. Was loosely closed with the absorbable suture. The patient recovered eventually and was discharged on post-operative day one, but was lost to follow-up. So they never came back for a follow-up on it.
Well, because he was an inmate, and they said,
correct.
You did that, too bad, so sad. We'll take care of it here at the hospital.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, So,
oh my God.
How do you find these things? Is there pictures?
No.
Oh,
like oh some, God. I really hope there was, because I was going to so look at it.
There's pictures.
Oh.
I can pull up a picture from it.
Wow. Well, we'll have to put the link on the podcast. So people can think of, how do you find these things? That sounds like a medical journal of some sort. I don't think it was.
Look, I look at a lot of kinky shit.
Okay. All right. So our body modifications and things like that. So cock rings, anytime you add something to your body for sexual enhancements. Oh, let me see. I got to see this.
So this is a domino piece that they removed.
L.
That's larger than I was thinking it was going to be.
Well, it's probably about half inch.
It's a fucking domino.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Not the pizza.
It's almost 2 centimeters. It's like 1 3/4 centimeters. So it's like 3/4 inch.
Yeah. One thing I've learned about inmates, they have all the time in the world to think of things to do. and they do them.
Yeah.
In fact, I had one inmate once, we had to remove him from somewhere because he was claiming that he could cure hemorrhoids by licking them.
Oh. And
so he was just, going around finding guys that had hemorrhoids and convincing them to let him eat their ass because I can cure your hemorrhoids.
Temporarily, I guess. It's a lot of bacteria, though.
Right?
So there's also another thing.
Another thing?
Right.
No.
There's a few things, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, the condoms that have, the almost, ball-type things, right? Beaded for her pleasure.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Rib, beaded.
Ribbed, mm-hmm. all the above.
Mm-hmm.
You can get pearl implants in your dick to have the same texture as those condoms.
So actual pearls.
Be pearled.
Yeah. Okay.
How
do they keep from migrating?
It's so because the muscular
cool
tissue. Quick. Please do not.
Do you have a problem with Listin also? Listen to me. Nobody says Listin. Anyway, pearls, cocks, yes. Cock pearls.
Mm-hmm. So you can get those implanted, and they don't really migrate. They'll migrate a little bit when it's healing, but after that, they really don't really migrate. You can get them done in, the shaft of the penis, and you can also get them done in the, actual foreskin as well.
All right.
You can also get ribbing done. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a ring, right? Mm-hmm. A closure ring, so they'll expand it, go around, and then it'll close down on itself, and just make a channel all the way around, and then they'll suture it up. It's like 2 stitches. Got time to get it all the way wrapped around, right? And they can get several of those placed in.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the subcutaneous implant version of like a Jacob's ladder.
Okay.
Which, for those who don't know, that is a horizontal. If you were to look at a penis straight up and down on the underside so you could see the separation of the glands.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was facing straight up and down. The Jacob's ladder would be a series of piercings on the shaft, even can continue down to the balls and then around the back. Most people won't go that far, though. Usually
that's
just
not
on the
a
shaft.
Cheap piercing.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah. That I know a couple people that do have those.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. They're very sensitive too, yeah. Right there. And while they're getting fucked, it actually like mm-hmm. jingles.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. That's why you gotta attach a bell to it.
Somebody fucking Santa? What? Santa comes once a year.
Well, evidently came six last time.
Yeah.
So it's horizontal, right? Penis is facing you vertical. It's horizontal on the underside of the shaft. And it's a series of piercings. That being said, because of it being that specific tissue, it does migrate some when it is healing,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, they stay straight, but they'll still end up probably a little crooked. It's hard to get them perfectly straight mm-hmm. because of, you know, the muscle tissue. And if you're a grower, it's significantly harder to actually space everything out correctly and make sure it all stays completely even.
Okay. So have you ever encountered anybody with a Jacob's ladder?
Yes.
Yeah. And clearly you have because you said that they jingled.
It's not a Jacob's ladder.
So that would
ladder.
Be a gooch piercing.
Yeah,
a gooch piercing.
Okay. Yeah, that was completely different.
Which it's spelled like Gucci.
But it was like four of them.
Okay.
All basically underneath of the balls to the hole.
Okay.
Hmm.
And all of this enhances sexual...
Not... All of
pleasure
it.
Sometimes.
But, I mean, one did for them, but mm-hmm. you know, that
yeah.
just depends on the person, I think.
And then, you know, nipple piercings is very common these days.
It wouldn't make me have more pleasure.
Okay.
To have that type of thing done.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
That'd be painful.
What if he'd start bombing mm-hmm. for me?
So then add-ons, or not add-ons.
This is cyberpunk now. We're talking about.
So, you know, cock rings. I've got a large collection of cock rings, and I do like enjoy that. And then yesterday I picked up a glans ring, which I had not heard of until a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is the first time I actually heard about it.
Yeah.
Really?
And
yeah.
It was fascinating. I mean, I picked one up, and it's essentially a tiny cock ring. That goes around right underneath your head, and there's two little balls, and sometimes there's like snake heads or things on the end there, but that rests right against your frenulum, and that enhances
frenulum. It's frenulum.
Okay. Thank you, Loki. Thank you, Professor Loki. It's frenulum.
The only reason why I really got into this is off topic, but the only reason why I really got into like medical terminology in terms of like body parts and things like that
mm-hmm.
is because I was working for like 2.5 years, like actively pursuing getting a potential like apprenticeship for tattooing and piercing.
Okay.
That's the only reason why. And I kind of learned the body mm-hmm. pretty well, which I'm kind of glad I did that, even if I don't ever pursue that field, which I would like to one day, but, you know, shit happens. It's interesting, because I feel like it's made me more successful at kink.
Made you more. Anything. Okay, yeah. I mean, you know how things work, etc. But the glans ring was interesting, and you know, I tried it last night, and it does enhance.
Oh, it does
the yeah. sexual mm-hmm. pleasure because mm-hmm. it makes the head of your and they come in different sizes, and they're not adjustable. So if you're gonna go get one, you need to get one and try it on.
Mr. S literally has them all where you can actually try them on and figure mm-hmm. out which one that fits.
Same
you
thing
better.
With their cock rings and cages.
Yeah.
Yes, and then I thought it was funny because I'm trying it on, and he looks at me and says, "Well, do you want to go get hard and see if it works out for you?" I'm like, "No, I'm good.
Well, it works great.
But I mean,
for
the
viewers.
They do encourage at Mr. S for you to try things on, everything on, before you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Giggity.
Giggity.
The only rule is the only rule is that you don't
leave any residue.
Yeah. You don't leave any bodily fluids, yeah, whether or excrement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you do, you're buying it. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you were in there for that anyway. Well, you marked it. It's yours now.
I mean, true.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. So what's the oddest body modification either one of you ever experienced or seen? I mean, the barbs were mine.
Are we talking about in person?
Yes. Personal encounters.
Go ahead.
Apparently you know something that you don't remember.
Correct. Gaines. Yes.
What is the most extreme or exotic thing that you have seen piercing wise? Or body modification in general? That could mean implants, jewelry of some kind.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be sexual either. I mean,
right.
I mean, there's a guy up in Portland who's a Satanist and he's got horns.
The implants?
Yeah, the implants, and then a bunch of little tiny ones that go back down, so his head kind of looks like a lizard.
That's so, and this off topic, and I apologize. Gives you more time to think.
I'm trying to figure out what you're...
I don't know. I just wanted you to go first.
So,
the implants for things like that, mm-hmm. and I think it's somewhere either in Africa or India, somewhere in that general ballpark of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really common for them to get what everyone calls a donut implant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they inject really thick saline into their forehead,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, similar fluids. And it creates like this big knot,
mm-hmm.
right? That's probably what he's done through his, and he probably has to get it re-upped every now and then. Unless they're steel implants.
No, they're steel implants.
Okay.
Yeah, they're ball bearings and custom...
Nice.
Made and yeah,
that's like, awesome.
He's very strange to encounter.
Yeah,
it's like happens. Ow. Yeah.
But they do it right, and then as it's setting, because it'll thicken up more mm-hmm. when it gets in, then it won't really change shape. So as they do it, then they stick their thumb and they push on the center of it, and it makes like a donut ring.
Okay.
And it's super cool, and I didn't know what the fuck they were doing or how the fuck that happened. I didn't know if they had like a ring implanted or what,
mm-hmm.
but no. And it's like your body absorbs it over time. So mm-hmm. it gets smaller and smaller and then eventually disappears. So it's great for the people that don't have super high sensitivities to stuff.
Okay.
They can get that done, you know, in the way that they would want permanent implants done. Mm-hmm. Right. So like stainless steel, ball bearings, you know, spikes, things like that. They can get that done first to see if they like that. And then if they do, then they can go ahead with the thing.
Go ahead
with
the permanent. Cool. Yeah, because the saline's probably last, a couple of months, if that.
Okay, so it depends.
Depends on the type. I mean, the viscosity on
how
other
much.
Stuff. Yeah.
Usually, though, like I've seen people, like, in person get, like, the, like, little, like, knots, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one, maybe 1.5 cc's for each one, and they'll go up their forearm on each side, right? And then they'll squeeze it and kind of cone it,
mm-hmm.
so they're like face back, kind of like the leather gloves that have like the spikes that face rear.
Right.
They'll get that done with it, and then those lasted probably 3 weeks, 6 weeks, depending on. Because, like, if you rub it really hard, it starts breaking down the bonds.
Yeah, spreads it out. Yeah.
Oily.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So, Keynes, back to you. Have you thought about the strangest or oddest thing you've ever encountered personally?
So, I don't think I have something that's, like, out of ordinary. Like, not normal. Like,
okay.
I'm not saying body modifications are not normal or abnormal, but I've only had like the only things that I've encountered are like, you know, nipple rings,
mm-hmm.
like nipple piercings, PA, mm-hmm. Jacob's ladder, mm-hmm. the taint, the, gauges,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well,
like I've never even like I mean you know
so
a tongue piercing, you know, I
right. So you've never somebody's never like stripped down and you looked at and go, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I've never had.
Have you
that.
Okay? Have you seen? Well, you've seen like gauges and things, right? I'm assuming you've probably seen plugs, right? So the solid pieces instead of tunnels. Is there any like plug size or plug like just the size of it that was like, oh, that's, you know, wow, or you know, like a specific design or something on them, or a specific like type of ring that someone had on their?
I mean, I definitely know a few people that have very very large. Mm-hmm. Gauges in their ears, mm-hmm. and I mean like close to their whole hand can fit through it.
Wow.
Okay. And that's like that's probably like the biggest thing that I've like ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I know that their gauges, like, it's not even because it goes to gauge to like I think it's knot or something.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's like
usually inches. Or
there's like another
centimeters, or
there's like another like measurement that he used, but
probably ought or double ought.
Ought, that's what it
is. Which is zero.
Yeah.
And double then, zero is bigger. So.
And there was like a, well, no, because he's larger than a double zero.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
inches.
Inches. It goes to inches after inches, double zero.
Centimeters, things like that.
Yeah.
It's probably inches. And if he's
You a hunter, perhaps? Have you ever gone hunting? Anybody in your family ever gone hunting?
No.
Have you ever heard the term double-aught buckshot?
Oh, I've yeah, heard about that.
That's double-aught is the size of the pellets in the buckshot.
Hmm. I've been shot with buckshot before.
Ouch. And you've lived? Obviously, because you're here, so that was a stupid question. And you've lived? No, I'm dead. Too. I rose from the dead. Thank you very much. I've been
shot with a, that would like, be interesting. Fuck, what
on shotgun
is that? Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm very curious on this story.
I've been shot with a target load, like bird load, target load, okay. Some shit.
Yeah.
For the most part. Out of like
why?
Out of a,
you don't ask why.
It's basically like a 22, right?
Right.
Itty bitty fucking.
Right. Itty bitty pellets. Shells. Yeah.
Well, the whole shell, like the gauge of the shotgun's fucking itty bitty.
Oh yeah.
And we got shot with bird shot, like, without, like, I mean, I had pants and stuff on, but that was interesting. And I was, like, I was still, like, you know, like 100 foot away, but I still got hit with some of the shit.
Mm-hmm. And it still stung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I started taking, you know, notes out of, you know, old school mafia. Mm-hmm. And then I would keep, like, 7 shells by my bedside of my 20 gauge, and I'd be filled with rock salt.
Okay.
I can't be charged with anything if I shoot someone with fucking rock salt because it'll just disappear and fit off in their body.
That's true.
You can't get charged for
that
shit.
That's true.
There's no evidence left behind.
Except for the scars and the blood.
No, if they get lacerated, I can just claim that I, you know,
mm-hmm.
pulled out a wand and, you know, decided to cast Sectorson. Sectra. Oh my god. Sectum Sempra.
Yes. I don't know what that is, but I'll say yes.
It's great. It's a Harry Potter thing.
Oh, it's a Harry Potter thing. I see. Mm-hmm. So you've never encountered anything off brand, if you will. You've only encountered
I've only like, you know, cock rings or mm-hmm. you know, I've only experienced pretty much normal things, I guess.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say like normal because like I feel like that's like I just haven't explored anything
mm-hmm.
beyond the norm
mm-hmm.
in kink.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. I mean, it's and I mean, but you know, you do run in a kink centered type circle.
Yeah.
So you'd think that you'd might encounter things. I'm guessing by Loki's reactions that he's seen things that are a little more, I guess, not normal or above and beyond what you would think of as body modifications? Is that a yes, a no? You're grinning. Okay, so what have you encountered?
So, when I was in Germany for a while, I met someone over there that had the whites of their eyes tattooed.
Okay.
Black.
Okay.
And it was super cool. I've also made out with a girl that had a split tongue. That was nice.
Okay.
I have seen someone gauge out their epidravia. So that is the penile piercing that goes all the way from the top through the bottom, through the head.
Oh, straight down.
Straight through.
It's like you make a mess peeing with that, but
it's a little bit of a pain, yes.
You must sit.
I don't understand the amount of pain that would cause.
Does they run it like down the urethra, next to the urethra?
No, or? It's through it.
So straight down through the urethra, mm-hmm. and then just out the bottom. Mm-hmm. So the only piercing part is at the bottom at that point.
No, it's through the top. They'll pierce through the top into the urethral channel.
Okay, like, and then through the bottom. Just the bottom. Just okay.
Straight through.
Right.
Think of it making like a cross. If you had a really long part.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Wow. All right.
I've seen someone have that
gauge. A gauge?
On. Yeah. They've gauged it out to a 7/16.
At
9/16, actually. They're a little over half an inch. Gauged out.
You'd kind of have to make sure you're not.
They were super thick.
But yeah, but you'd have to kind of make sure that you're not stopping the blood flow because then you could never get hard.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to just pump it out the hole. It's like, that's terrible. I'm excited. I'm leaking. I'm excited. How can you tell? I'm bleeding all over the place. Like, maybe I shouldn't have got that gauge, damn it.
I mean, obviously, you start small with mm-hmm. most gauges, and then it's like stretched over time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the same thing with the ears too. When you're doing all that, like you have, like your normal piercing size,
mm-hmm.
Is like, is it like 14
for what?
A standard
like a piercing. Depends.
Okay. Well. Like
14 is what a lot of people start out with lip piercings. Most tongue piercings are anywhere from 12 to 10, sometimes 14, depending on the anatomy. Most septum piercings are done at a 16. Nostril piercings are done anywhere from a 22 to a 16. Low piercings, 22 to an 18.
See, he's very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable in these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
navel piercings are usually like a 16 or 14, usually 14, mm-hmm. depending on it. Most genital piercings on male are going to be 14 when it comes to PA, reverse PA, and epidravia. Those are going to be mostly 10, sometimes 12. It's a really bad, but they usually don't want to pierce that low because the tissue, it'll cause like a sawing effect
mm-hmm.
When you get hard, things like that. So it's usually either a 10, some cases it's an 8. I was pierced at an 8 because of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, 4-ish weeks.
So, I know that there's...
So
loud. It's very loud. It's, yeah. But, so another one that I encountered, I don't want to say I encountered it. It was just, I passed by a room. And many, many years ago, part of my job was gang management and occult investigations. Mm-hmm. And so I had an expert come up, and he wanted to go to this club up in Portland, which is where I met the guy with the horns and everything. But in a room was a suspension room.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, please.
This guy had permanent installed D-rings his back for suspension.
So I that's another thing I've seen too in person. So I saw someone when I was in Germany because mm-hmm. kinky fuckers
because that Germany
want to be over there. She had a full-blown corset piercing set.
Okay.
So it went from her in between the scapula, so the shoulder blades,
right,
all the way down to the like not really the small of her back. It was like probably this far, like inch and a half, somewhere give or take,
mm-hmm.
maybe 2 inches from the tailbone, where the tailbone starts at the bottom of the vertebrae.
Okay.
And they were like inch and a half to 2 inches from the center of the spine on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran ribbon through them, and they would actually pull her skin tight, so that way she wouldn't have to buy a corset.
Wow.
And then tie it off.
Hmm.
And then I've also seen her get hung by it, too.
Well, yeah, because you could... It's amazing how much...
The skin doesn't rip.
Right. When done properly.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So, like, hooking.
Hooking, or something like that.
I've seen someone get a... Like... Okay. Disclaimer, this is not everyone's cup of tea. I still watched it happen. It was under a completely sterile environment. It's safe to do so, and it was with trained professionals. Please don't fucking try to do it. They had a massive meat hook, right?
Okay.
They put a, like, precision point on it.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked it through the bottom of their back, and it came out towards their scapula. And then they hung them from it.
Ow. Yeah.
It was kind of hot.
I guess.
I mean, not erection getting hot, but I was like that's kind
of
hot.
That's a lot of trust.
It's a lot. That is a lot. And that is a lot of bodily trauma that
yes. Yeah, that takes a lot of time to heal, to get back.
He was
back
out there for like 3.5 hours, too.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it is definitely hot, but.
At the same time, I wasn't like hard hot. It was like a more like that's
a kind of hot.
Like
that's
kudos, dude. Yeah. That kind of hot. Like, wow, that's
it was awesome.
So
I've seen some fucked up shit in my life.
So Keynes, if you were to get a body modification, if I had to say, let's go get it right now, what would you do?
So I have a couple people that want me to get gauges.
Okay.
What gauges?
In your ears or elsewhere?
Are you wanting I have a question. If you're wanting to get gauges, are you wanting to start out with a regular piercing, like an 18-gauge piercing on your lobes, or are you wanting to get a dermal punch and start out at like a 10?
Because basically,
get the dermal punches, and they heal pretty fast.
So basically, like, because I don't have anything done, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't even know how painful it's going to be just to get my ears pierced.
Like dead ass.
What?
You want me to show you how painful it is?
How are you going to show me? That's all it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It's dangling.
Ow, that would hurt.
Well, so it ranges, right, depending on the person. So, and I'm fucking weird.
Well, and it also depends on where you get the piercing, too. But if you just get your ears.
There's literally, like, no nerve endings in your ears.
Okay. Because, like, that's basically, like, I would
they're not bad.
I don't like, you know, a lot of things for myself because I don't have the positive body image a lot of times. So I have never really like, oh, this will make me look really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm waiting to get my nipples done.
Yeah. So some people are like, oh, you should really do this. Oh, you should really do that. This would look really good on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a hard time seeing it for myself. So that's why I kind of need someone to be like, this is what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to get a tattoo. Yes, I want to get some, you know, things pierced. I literally am thinking about getting into PA even, you know, like, you know, it's a lot, but, you know, maybe eventually.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe eventually. Because, you know, being uncut is whole nother side of that where, you know, it's
so being uncut, you could actually get foreskin piercings too.
Yes.
Instead of just a PA.
Yeah.
Huh.
if there is skin on your body that has any space in between vascular bodies, you can get it pierced. It may not be necessarily safe, and if it's an experimental piercing, you know, but foreskin piercing's been around for a long time. It is possible to find someone who is willing to take liability for new piercings. Mm. So, like, for example, right?
Yes.
I know a friend that wanted to get one, but he had to go to Germany to get it done. The webbing between your fingers, he got it pierced.
Hmm.
You can get them, all of them pierced and shit. But because they didn't know how it would react, they didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that are in Germany that have studied, like, body anatomy, and they're like, fuck it. Yeah. We can probably do that.
Fair enough.
They'll do it. And, you know, there's a spot right there that, yes, there is a lot of nerves right there, but mm-hmm. there's a spot where it's just skin.
Yeah, before there is.
It turns into like meat.
Yeah, there is tons of nerves in the hand.
I mean, and there were.
Yeah, you hold up the light, you can see where the.
Yeah, you can where see where it's like. Is.
Yep.
Here, you can do it a lot easier online.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I can hold mine up. So, yeah. So, ears would be your first piercing.
Yes.
Lobes, okay. Specifically, lobes. Probably.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm a little bitch and I'm weird.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few times where I have flat out not gotten my lobes redone
mm-hmm.
because I can't do it.
Okay.
Because
of the pain or just because it's too, okay.
I'm weird, right? Most people can't do the big needles because they think they hurt worse.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do small needles.
Okay.
They fucking hurt. They legitimately put me in tears. The first time I got my septum done, it was like the third time I got my lobes done. My septum didn't even hurt, like, really at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was very sore, and then I bumped it because I was eating food, yeah. like, 35 minutes after and drinking a milkshake, and I went to, like, go and like, wipe my mouth.
Like you would normally do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whack the fuck out of it. And I was like, it hurts. Okay. But my lobes, they're super painful. Like, even in a medical standing point, right? Mm-hmm. I will not let them take my blood with anything unless they legally cannot. I will not let them take my blood with anything less than a 16 gauge needle.
Wow. Okay.
I won't. I can't.
Hmm.
It legitimately almost puts me in tears.
Wow.
Anything like an 18 or 22 gauge needle.
That's opposite what most people would.
A lot of people cried when they got their fucking blood donation needle in and shit. That's mm-hmm. a 10 gauge needle.
Right.
I didn't fucking give a shit.
Yeah.
It was a lot, a lot easier for me to do than
mm-hmm.
fucking doing blood work.
Yeah.
That's why I hate blood work.
So the vaccination shots gave you problems because they're really thin needles, right? No? All right.
Well, so did you get Moderna or Pfizer?
I got Johnson & Johnson and then Johnson & Johnson and then Moderna for the third. Yeah. Now I gotta get the fourth.
Moderna, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Pfizer is a thicker vaccination shot, so mm-hmm. they had to use a larger needle.
Okay.
Both diameter and a little bit in length.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember if I have Moderna or Pfizer.
You probably have Moderna.
I can't remember which one. It's been a whole year since I've had it.
Oh, so. That's fair.
You should have had your booster.
No, I
most
got
recently.
No, so I haven't got my booster yet.
Okay. You haven't got your third shot.
No.
Oh, I've gotten mine.
Yeah.
Regardless,
we're not judging anybody for getting boosters or not getting booster. We were just curious. So
yeah, no, I just I haven't done it. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seemed to need it or anything.
Fair enough.
Instead of it being a 22 gauge needle like mm-hmm. Moderna, I think I remember because I used to work at a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. I think it's an 18 gauge needle for Pfizer, so it's mm-hmm. a little bit bigger needle, but. Most of the Pfizer needles were also either 1 or 1.5 inch in length. Mm-hmm. Some of the fuckers didn't understand. If you don't have a lot of meat,
you can't put that whole needle in. Yeah.
I mean, you can.
You're going to hit the bone.
Yeah. The fucking bitch that did it the first time fucking shoved a whole 1.5 inch fucking needle in my arm and she scraped the bone. She's like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, that was my fucking arm.
That's my arm.
Just scraped the fuck out of my bone, and I swear to God, if you don't hurry up, I'm going to fucking turn this needle around and shove it in your jugular.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And she, like, she bruised the fuck, like,
oh, yeah.
from my shoulder all the way down to, like, halfway down my forearm was fucking dark purple because mm-hmm. she, fucked up my arm so bad.
Okay, so you've got a PA. Obviously, you've had things. I'm looking at both your nipples. Well, mm-hmm. I'm looking at both of you and your nipples. So you both have nipples. In case anybody wonders, they both have nipples.
I mean, I would hope so.
But Loki's are smaller than yours.
Yeah.
And you've never had nipple piercings, or you have? You haven't. He's shaking his head no.
I am waiting for future development.
Right. So I mean, looking at your size of nipples, I think they would not pierce very easily because they're teeny.
So, I technically, mean, the nipple itself should not be pinched. Or should not pinched.
Be pierced?
Should not be pierced.
So is it underneath?
The... It's right below where your nipple is. So where your areola is.
Yeah.
Right, that's the non-protruding part.
Right.
That's still colored.
Yes.
That's where it should be pierced.
Okay.
At the like bottom section through the very bottom of the nipple, if not slightly under it.
Hmm. I'll have to check with the guys that have nipple piercings and see if that's where they're pierced.
Some people fucking pierce the actual nipple, and that's not a good idea because there means it's a surface piercing at that point, and it's more likely to reject it and get pulled out naturally, or the body just shove it out.
All
right. Huh. Well, they have split nipples, and then they'll eventually kind of...
Split nipples.
Go back.
Sounds like a punk band. Instead of sweaty nipples, it's split nipples.
I actually have a couple. I don't know if you ever seen this, but where they have a third nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't have one.
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
I
don't either.
No, I know people that have a third nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Like not anywhere close to their actual nipple.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. You know, why God gave men nipples is in the first place is anybody's guess, but
because we're all women in the womb. And your body produced the nipple first. But since
of all the things for your body to produce first, it's like, I'm going to make a baby, and the first thing I'm going to make is the nipple.
Well, technically, the first thing is your asshole. That's why everyone starts out being a fucking asshole.
Ah,
some
okay.
people just don't grow out of it.
I see. Okay.
But
that's a very interesting way of putting that.
Yeah.
No, it's that is legitimately the first thing that forms is the anus and the anal ring.
Hmm. That's why it's so strong, because it's been around the planet the longest.
Giggity.
It's been
I'm
around.
Sure I could probably squeeze your dick off.
Ooh.
Ow.
Challenge accepted?
No.
Challenge accepted.
No.
I jokingly, like, kind of squeezed on him.
Mm-hmm.
One time, and he's like, what the fuck, Poppy?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh.
Well, a good bottom doesn't... The top never has to work.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean...
Did you have to work last night?
No, I had the night off. Nope, didn't have to work at all. Yep. So, there's a good bottom in the room. Very good bottom in the room.
Learn to bottom.
Learn to bottom.
Tired of pulling all the weight.
As long as you're not pulling a train, although you might like to pull a train,
he would pull a train.
I mean, in like in pet. So this is not technically a part of it, but
that's okay.
Play,
yeah.
Specifically, like horseplay, right? There are like draft horses, show horses, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people legitimately get like satisfaction, not even sexual, sometimes sexual though, of like pulling carts around for their owners.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll sit there, and then it'll be like an actual fucking pony cart that the one pony is pulling, the human pony is pulling, and their owner's sitting up there, and sometimes they'll, like, you know, pull reins and shit for them. And
oh, yeah.
It's really cool.
Sometimes they'll put the reins to their nipple rings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's on, like, the bit and all kinds of other shit. It's,
yeah.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And again, all consensual.
Oh yes,
all consensual. So
even if it's con non-con, it's technically consensual to a degree.
To a degree,
because it's been predisposed consent for specific situations.
I had someone sent me something like a long time ago. This was before I got into kink or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
This might have been where I started getting into it. But he sent me an article randomly. Like this was just. Random, where it was, I think it was in the UK.
Okay.
But this full-on rubbered person, basically, was being brought on a leash to a coffee shop.
Okay.
The handler then tied them to the lamp post.
Okay.
And basically left them there, like, on all fours and, you know, like... You know, waiting.
Right.
And one of the bystanders was like, are you okay? And then, like, perceived to, like, call the cops.
Oh,
and,
like, they thought it was something not consensual.
Correct. Because he was ball gagged underneath of the mask. And so
he couldn't speak.
He couldn't speak. Correct.
Okay.
And then the guy comes out and is just like, this is, it's fine. Like, he's okay. Like, don't worry about it. And
he's clothed. He's not doing anything illegal.
Correct. Yes. But some people just freak out.
Yeah. When they see something out of the normal.
Yeah. When they see something out of the normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
to mind their own business.
To be fair, we were in San Francisco yesterday and Loki was wearing his hood and we were walking down the street and the one guy just comes up and says, dude, that's so cool. took a selfie with you. So
no, he put me on his live.
It was live TikTok. Instagram.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was like a live Instagram or TikTok that he was on.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. But, you know, to me in San Francisco, that's like, it's San Francisco.
That's the gay capital of California.
There shouldn't be anything you don't encounter somewhere out on the street in San Francisco, especially like a block from Mr. S.
Well, like the hobo that had his whole ass hanging out.
Yeah.
It's kind of happened.
And it wasn't a pleasant looking ass.
No.
No.
So, Loki, if you were going to get a body modification that you don't already have or haven't had before.
Is it just cat whistle?
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't for us, though. Nobody can see us.
Well, yeah. That's just really random.
So, if you were to get a body modification, what would you get now?
What do I have permission to get?
No, you don't have to get permission. I'm just asking, what would you get without having permission? What would you get?
Anything.
Yeah, anything.
Anything.
Yes.
Anything.
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 I mean.
Well, I'm not asking you to ask him permission. I'm just asking what you would like. Oh, he knows what you're thinking about now, clearly.
If you want to do that.
All right. Come on, fill our listeners in. Everybody wants to know.
Anything.
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 Anything. Oh, God. Well, you just answered the fucking question.
he literally is not wanting to.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily what to answer that.
Well, you've had a lot.
Correct.
Would you go back to some of the ones you've had before, or would you try something new?
I
want him to get the lip. Not the lip piercing, but the tongue.
My tongue pierced.
Oh, the tongue piercing?
Yes.
And I was thinking about that.
And you were talking about getting your tongue split the other day, too.
At some point in time, I would like to have that done. If finances and such apply.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, because these kind of piercings are not cheap.
So tongue piercings are usually going to be sitting around like $60.
Okay.
They're a little bit less expensive to do. Like a PA piercing, I think my PA when I got it done, which I got it by a APP piercer, right?
APP?
So APP is a almost like a, so you know how the Masons are known like worldwide, right? They're known for what they do. APP is kind of like that for piercers.
Oh, okay.
To have an APP shop, you have to have, like, all kinds of fucking shit to get it approved for that to even... For them to even approve the request to have them come down
and
look at it to see if they will approve you or not.
I don't like your dick. I'm not going to pierce it. We are so special.
Well, no, it's not even that. Frenchman. So that was...
Why was he French?
I don't know, because they're so snooty.
So snooty.
It's so snooty.
But it's the piercer that I got pierced by is pretty well nationally known under the APA Association. So it's,
and he did a really good job.
He did, and
he's done very well.
Yeah.
But you're not answering the question. What would you get now? He's avoiding the question.
No.
Yes, he is. Legitimately.
So how I...
He's prefacing it.
How I'm going to answer that question is and honest, I don't know.
Okay.
There are a few things that I would like to get.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially another tattoo soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to do that or a piercing. And if I go with a piercing, there's two that I'm contemplating on.
Mm-hmm.
Either re-getting my septum done, which I really enjoyed having that. I think it made me look a little more pleasant and, you know, easier on the eyes.
To be fair, you're not unpleasant on the eyes.
I look like a dumpster fire for everyone to know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I look uglier than you. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Senpai.
That's actually pretty good.
So your septum, again.
Attention.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But I don't know. There's so many that I would like to obtain.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting another tattoo, probably on my leg. I like to be symmetrical. I don't know why I said it that way.
That's the issue with me, too, is mm-hmm. I can't just get one tattoo unless it is a center tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got both of these done at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my forearms to get done at the mm-hmm. same time. My forearms are going to be fucking...
One and then later get the other, but it's usually within a year period. I don't get them both done at the same time because...
I'd have to get both of them done at the same time.
Because my pain tolerance is... I have to psych myself up. I mean, it's been 3 years since I've... 3 years? 7 years since my last tattoo, so... Now I'm psyched up to get another one, so...
I got both of these done, and both of them touched my neck, mm-hmm. my collarbone, and my scapula.
Ouch.
And those are my two first tattoos.
Okay.
The tattoos that I want
mm-hmm.
are two paw
very
prints.
Very painful.
Two paw prints?
He yes. wants yeah. them in a very, very painful spot, and I am... Trying to get him to...
him not to go to that spot?
For his first tattoos.
Yeah.
Because...
You could get a paw print right above the waist level.
So here's the thing. Right where he's wanting to get it right there.
Yeah.
There's so many nerve endings and so many sensitive organs underneath it that mm-hmm. it compiles all the nerves right around that.
Okay. Yeah.
So if he gets it pierced. If he gets it tattooed right there...
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, if you like bitched and whined about me, like just barely like pinching the back of your arm, you're gonna only get like halfway through that tattoo. And if you're wanting both of them to be symmetrical, you're gonna, I hope you know, one of them is gonna take like an hour and a half to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other side. Mm-hmm. And if you pay for both, they're not going to refund one of them.
I know.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't want the other one. All right.
And that's going to be like $250, $300 to get those tattooed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I paid for both of mine. I think I paid like with tip like $390.
That's not bad.
$400.
And they're all single color. They're both single color.
They're both solid black. And that's probably all I will get.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our show today. I have been Barely Normal.
And I am Canes.
And I am Loki.
And you were listening to Off Leash, a Definitely Not Safe for Work podcast about puppy play and consensual sexual kinks.
Bark.
Tune in again in a couple of weeks for our next episode. Again, a surprise, because I haven't decided which one to do yet. So, with that, we're going to say so long, goodbye,
bye.
And talk to you later. Bye.